disco.
This ain't no country club neither.
This is RBA. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome, welcome to season 2, episode 13. Lucky number 13.
Ooh, 13.
Of
Olala
in the dungeon.
In 13, it has been kind of an unlucky month for all of us.
Jesus, an unlucky year.
Isn't that Taylor Swift's lucky number, though?
I don't know.
Whatever. If you add up the numbers, it equals 4.
Yep.
So whatever that is in numerology, I don't know. Anyway, tonight we have another exciting episode for you. We have a guest from the Verdant Lady. We'll be discussing the eclipse and earthquake. What the hell's happening here, guys? We'll be talking about some exciting upcoming events. Tell me.
I was going to say Big Daddy will not be dropping it on us today.
Well, I'll be dropping it, but
not like it's hot.
Yeah.
No, he's been dropping it like he's sick.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you more later.
We'll
leave you in suspense. You have to listen to this whole episode to find out what's wrong with him.
We'll tell you about some cool events that are coming up in Richmond that donate to great causes, and they're really, really fun and tasty.
Yes.
And fashionable.
Maybe delicious.
We'll talk about the band of the week, the restaurants of the week, some shout outs.
And of course, we'll give you a little preview of next time.
Yes.
So let's get into it. I'd like to first introduce our guest, Catherine Hullinger, hailing from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Welcome, welcome.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're so glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
Yay. Catherine is a partner in the Verdant Lady alongside Le Crepe. That's Le Crepe.
Ooh, you said it all fancy like.
I know. The Gayton location, guys. You got to go to the Gayton Shopping Center. Catherine has been in the restaurant industry for about 13 years, and the Verdant Lady has been open 2 years ago. And we will tell you more once we get into the interview. We'll leave you in suspense until then. But thank you, Catherine, for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
So before that, let's get into our hot topic, which this week is eclipse and an earthquake same day.
Wow.
And the earthquake in New Jersey right before the eclipse.
I know.
So there was a double earthquake?
Yeah, like a double rainbow.
Wow. I know,
there was lots of rumors that like all these earthquakes were going to happen, and I remember getting a text from this guy that I'm talking to, and he was like, I heard that there's going to be a ton of earthquakes today. And then he texted me, they did not happen. And then after he said that,
it happened.
That's crazy.
That's just how it goes sometimes.
I know. Well, I saw a bunch of people being like, why is this solar eclipse even a big deal? Like, blah, blah, blah. So let me give y'all a little knowledge here. The total solar eclipse is a big deal. Why? Because this total eclipse will have a broader length of path, or it did, of totality, where Americans have the best shot of getting a clear view. So this was much wider than the eclipse in 2017, and these usually only happen in those specific places once every 100 years. So we got lucky that we got to see a little portion a few years ago and then a bigger one this time. Because I thought this time, did everyone at the table get to see it?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, we saw it together at Chimborazo Park.
Yes, yes. I thought you could see way more of it covering up the sun than you could last time.
The cool thing is, I really wish I was home where I'm from, because there was like thousands of people that went to upstate New York.
Yeah, wasn't that in the path of totality?
Yeah, we were in the path of totality, especially in where I went to college in Rochester, New York. Like, the sky turned completely dark. Wow. Like, it was insane. And I'm really upset that I missed that.
Do you guys know how long it was dark for?
For like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Even though we didn't have a totality, the sunlight seemed unreal.
Yeah.
It
was really weird. It was like Twilight, like the movie Twilight.
Yeah.
And it was like colder. for a second. Yeah,
it was like so warm, and all of a sudden there was this breeze, and it was kind of scary.
Eerie.
Yeah, eerie.
I know, I really wanted to get like some good pictures, but all I had was my iPhone. Although I'm pissed because some of my friends said that they actually held up their glasses and took pictures
that.
And it came out.
Yeah, Sarah's came out amazing.
I thought she'd pulled that from the interwebs.
She took that.
So it's kind of interesting. At the park, we saw a couple people using boxes. And so apparently if you poke a hole in a box, you can see the eclipse, like the, you know, the shadow or something.
And also the cool thing, Richmond did not do this in 2017, but they had two really cool parties that put on by the libraries called Total Eclipse of the Parks or Solar Eclipse of the Parks,
yeah,
which was really cute. And I went with Sarah and her children. And they had like a DJ and they gave out free glasses. It was a canned food drive. So we brought canned food in exchange for the glasses. They had food trucks. It was so cute. But the one in the city was way better than the one that at Crump Park.
I know. I wish they had had like a real party at Chimborazo because that would have been the perfect place because that's like the highest point in the city. But what do I know?
C'est la vie.
But yeah, a lot of people, there was a lot of conspiracy theories about the earthquakes and the eclipse happening at the same time, and like all these like doomsday preppers were like, oh, there's gonna be severe thunderstorms everywhere, like the world's gonna end, like
every time.
And then all these like biblical verses seem to kind of correlate
Book of Revelation.
Yes. Yes. So what do we think? Do you think this is like our last few days? What?
I definitely think the end of the world could be nearing. I don't know if it's going to be, it might be in 100 years from now. I don't know if it's going to happen today.
They have a clock. It's like the end of the world clock, and it just keeps getting closer and closer to midnight.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard of that?
Yeah. Well, a couple of years ago, it went a little bit closer.
Yeah.
So.
Especially with like the war with Ukraine and all that stuff.
Yeah, they keep moving a little bit closer.
What is this?
So it's a...
it's called the Doomsday Clock.
Yeah, it's called the Doomsday Clock. And it, you know, as you get closer to midnight, that means the world is going to end, basically.
So how long do we have on the Doomsday
Clock? It's literally like 3 minutes
like
away.
It's like a few seconds or something. It's really...
And all these people are doing like bunkers right now. Like all the really rich people, like apparently I've heard on like conspiracy podcast that the elite people are like making bunkers and like stocking up on food, like underground towns pretty much.
Well, I mean, the main thing is like, yeah,
if I have to live underground, I'd rather be dead.
Yeah, just fry me, baby.
Just take me
fry
out.
Me. Yeah.
Being like underground sounds like hell.
Rapture me.
Then you gotta like rebuild everything. That sounds like a lot of work.
And like it's kind of scary. There's no windows. Like, what
well,
if I want to go out?
Reminds me of work. I have no windows in my
I get claustrophobic.
Yeah, so I guess survey says we're going to survive a little bit longer, perhaps.
A little bit.
I don't know. You guys, listeners, tell us what you think. Is anyone out there a doomsday prepper? Do they want to come on here? Because seriously, like, I kind of want to interview a doomsday prepper.
We'd love to have a doomsday prepper.
I feel like my
no judgment.
My dad is sort of a doomsday prepper. I don't know if he's doing it for doomsday, but he is ready to go. He lives secluded on a mountain in the middle of nowhere. He has guns. He has ammo. He has tons of venison in a freezer, like canned food.
He's ready.
Wow. Clothing, like warm clothing. Like, if the end of the world happens, I will go to my dad's house and I'll be fine.
He's definitely ready with the venison.
Oh, yeah.
Does he have any venison jerky?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get some next time and bring me some?
You would love it.
And then your dad will like me.
I like it when it's a little bit on the rarer side.
Yes. Well, I want it soft. I don't like hard jerky. No.
All right.
Anyway, moving on. Let's get into the meat of this. Catherine, it's time for us to quiz you. No,
I'm
just kidding.
I'm ready.
I'm going to ask my classic question.
Yes.
Are you from Richmond? If not, what brought you here?
So I'm originally from Virginia Beach, Virginia, but I've been in Richmond here for 10 or 11 years. VCU brought me here. I came up for the Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness major that they offered. And then, did absolutely nothing with that. And I'm on the other side of the spectrum now in the restaurant industry.
That's cool. Did you ever think that you would... So I guess you wouldn't ever think that... Oh my God, I cannot talk. Did you ever think that you would be a business owner in the city of Richmond, like 11 years ago?
Especially like pertaining to like a bar.
No.
See.
Well, yeah, and 11 years ago, I wasn't even legally old enough to drink.
Oh,
so.
God. Damn, so I'm definitely old. Not.
I thought I was going to go into more of like the political game of things, but it all just became too... political for my liking.
I'm
like very bureaucratic.
What made you, well, obviously you were kind of sick of that, but like how did you fall into going into like bartending and of course owning,
yeah, et cetera? So I'd been in and out of the restaurant industry ever since I could apply for a job.
I thought you were going to say since I could walk. I don't know.
I've been loving food since I could walk, yes. But in the restaurant industry for a while now. And some of that came with, I had to learn to make some drinks. And then my last like bartending gig that wasn't for myself, it was like very high pace. And a lot of it was like shots of Fireball, Jack and Coke, which is like great. You know, I drink Heineken when I'm not working. So like no shame there, but, it got a little like mundane and repetitive for me. So then I just kind of fell in love with cocktails. And then COVID hit, and I was like kind of lucky with unemployment because I was making a lot of money as a bartender. So then the government was paying me a lot of money.
Right.
So I just like stored all of that in like a stowaway stash and then was able to build out the Verdant Lady.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Segwaying.
Yes.
So tell us how the Verdant Lady was born. Like, how did you come up with the idea? Like, how did you know, like, doing this?
Right.
And did you pick, piggyback off that, did you pick the place and then design it, or what happened there?
So the restaurant that I subleased the space from is Le Crepe next door. The husband and wife that own that are two of, like, my closest friends in the world. I lived all throughout college with Morgan, the wife, and then Fernando is the head chef of Le Crepe. They found this space after their location in Stony Point, and Fernando gave me a call and said, hey, we've got this like sidebar attached to us. We don't really want anything to do with it, but we have to pay for the square footage. Do you want to come check it out? Because I had mentioned like one time, probably a drunk conversation, oh, I love a bar.
Yeah. Right.
He called me and he was like, hey, remember when you said that one thing that one time? And I came and saw it and was like, wait, I really like this. I wouldn't have been able to do it without them because they were just, one, had already had the established contract with the landlord. So yeah, the space came and then the design came, and it all just kind of fell together like really quickly. And then by the time I opened the doors, I had spent all of my money and I was like, oh my God, this better work.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you...
Go ahead.
How did you come up with the idea for like the Verdant Lady? Did you always have this idea of like this green vision?
Mm-hmm. So I really like, I mean, you guys have been in, it's very green and it's got a pretty like
it's
feminine
so
taste to it. Yeah.
So gorgeous.
I like, if you go into my home, I do not have a good eye, but I guess like a short budget and a couple trips to Hobby Lobby got me to where I was at. I knew I wanted it green. And then the name, the Verdant Lady, is one of my favorite cocktails. It's, the one that we serve at the Verdant Lady, mm-hmm, is a twist on the French cocktail, the Verdant Lady, but it's however you say that in French is the original recipe. And I was stuck between a couple names, and the Verdant Lady just kind of tied in with the French twist of Le Crepe. Mm-hmm. Probably something like that.
Did you decorate the place yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Wait, is that on the back wall? Is that wallpaper or is that a mural?
It's
hand painted.
We've always wanted to know.
It's painted.
This.
So Fernando, the owner of Le Crepe, his cousin, Sebastian, did the painting. And then his aunt, they're such a talented family. His aunt did that like giant coupe sculpture in the front.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really talented.
Yeah, they are.
It's such a small space and you've really done so well with like making it as big as possible.
Thank you. Yeah. So when we moved in, the walls were like teal and black, and it was just very like small feeling. And granted, most spaces feel small when there's nothing on the walls,
right?
But I really just wanted to like open it up and just, it's got that gorgeous wooden bar. I wanted to just kind of brighten that up a little bit. And so for as dark as the paint is, it's a dark green, I feel like everything is just really warm and cozy, and we worked really hard to get to it. So thanks.
And the, sorry, Liz, I have one more question about the walls. Like the bathroom is like all of these like old school bands, mm-hmm. like and singers and artists, like mm-hmm. Johnny Cash, I think is on there, and like Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. And so was it like that when you bought it?
The Whoa. Bathroom was like that when we moved in. Cool. And it's, so for those of you guys who haven't been there yet, it's like normal concert posters, but there's, I don't know, probably like 100 of them just overlapping each other. It was already like that when we moved in, and like, I didn't have any...
It fits with the vibe.
I didn't have like a better thing I could think of. Yeah. And I really like the contrast between... It's kind of like a whole different vibe than the outside. Right. Yeah.
And that candy bowl.
But yet it...
yeah, like everyone loves the candy bowl.
It complements it though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like the same kind of vibe.
I think so too.
So did you always like... that kind of style cocktail? Because to me, it's kind of a throwback in a way to similar style of Prohibition era mm-hmm. cocktails. Yeah. So was that always your inspiration, or do you kind of just try to riff on that? And how did you get into those cocktails? Like, because I know, like, I love them because I grew up watching black and white movies. Uh-huh. And like, I'm like, I want someone to light a cigarette for me, uh-huh. like in their mouth and pass it to me
while I drink martini.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Me too. Yeah.
Like as a tobacco company. Uh-huh.
Kind of so I actually, the first thing that like sparked my interest in, right now, like I feel cocktails are getting like a whole new like mm-hmm. revitalization, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But again, when I was bartending before, you know, you've got like a tequila sunrise, Mai Tai, stuff like that. A lot of the ones that we know in bars now are like the 1970s and 1980s versions, whereas they've actually gone back to like 1910 to 1930. Wow. It's really, and like the recipes are similar in a style, just with way different ingredients.
Right.
And so I was making like a Mai Tai or a Hurricane at one of my old jobs, and I couldn't remember the recipe to save my life. And I Googled it, and it brought me to the original recipe. And I was like, what the heck is this? Well, like, what else do I not know? And that's kind of where it started. And then it's just like spiraled into, I also think they just, they taste better. They knew what they were doing back in Prohibition, for sure.
It's true.
Oh, and speaking of Prohibition, I'm not sure if the Grey Street 7 is that style of singing is like back then, but how did you get affiliated with them?
So they, Jay Brown of the Grey Street 7, so yeah, they're like a 1920s band. Yeah,
and we had them on the podcast, everyone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Friends of the pod.
Perform at the Lady, it's normally the first Monday of every month, sometimes the second Monday, but... Jay came in with a buddy of his just for drinks one night and did his whole like, hi, nice to meet you. You know, he's like always on point when he's doing
for
it.
Real.
And he gave me his business card. And so normally it's like a 7-piece band. We do not have room for 7 people. That's mm-hmm. like half of the bar seats in our place. And they're so nice to work with. So we had them once, and then they've been coming every month ever since then.
It's like,
we
the
love
perfect-
those guys. It fits so well.
Like,
yeah.
Place. Like, everyone check them out. Usually, is there one particular night they usually go? Like, if people listening want to.
It's usually the first Monday of every month. Okay. Sometimes, because scheduling conflicts, it'll be the second Monday, but it's always on our Instagram.
It's actually how I met Jay at the Verde Lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I met him there. I was like, oh, you're perfect for our podcast. We'd love to have you on. Yeah. He had the washboard.
Oh, my God. I love the washboard.
His washboard abs.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, that was fun.
So I've got a question. Do you have any drinks that have absinthe in them that tie into the Verdant?
So we do. It's an original recipe of mine. I call it Fiona's Curse. Shrek is my favorite movie, so it's like that Fiona.
Yes.
And we do. It's absinthe, green apple, cucumber, water, and then we do like a special kind of homemade bitters almost mm-hmm. to it. It's super crushable. It's a perfect summer drink. Yeah. I hate black licorice, but I like that flavor in booze, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I hate black letters too. We went to Prague earlier, like this past year, mm-hmm. and we went to one of the famous absinthe bars.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
And it was so fun. So we really want to have like an absinthe party at our house.
Yeah.
You should come help us.
It is a very, very bitter drink.
Yeah.
I couldn't drink it straight.
Well, he got it straight and I got it through, right?
The sugar cube.
No,
I did the sheer human.
No, we had the dispenser.
Oh, you just didn't put as much that first time.
Yeah, and so you have to use a spoon that mm-hmm. has a sugar cube on it, and that's the only way you can drink it.
Right, basically. Right. So I like mine in a cocktail because again, it's just like punch. It packs like too much of a punch for me, yeah, like straight up.
It's only because I was on vacay. I was like, I'll be wandering around with YOLO. Him leading me like a blind woman. It's fine.
Follow the green fairy.
Exactly.
We talked about that.
It's on my microphone.
The
right
Jolly
now.
Giant.
So what can you tell us about like some drink trends maybe that are like kind of changing right now or
yeah, so
some
I mean
stuff you
I'm
have
sure
like
you
on
guys...
the horizon for new cocktails yeah. for summer.
So I'm sure you guys have noticed that like espresso martinis are everywhere right now.
Only the three bean espresso martinis.
We have had a lot of experiences on those martinis. Let me tell
they're
you.
They're good.
On my birthday.
I think they're the devil.
They are.
They are.
We went to
Satan's Minion.
Where did we go?
La Grotta.
We went to La Grotta on my birthday, and Liz and I and a bunch of my other friends, we had like literally like 8 espresso martinis each, and
we weren't driving people. It's fine.
It was a wild night.
I'm sure because then you're hammered and you've also got all this like caffeine in your brains.
You must have been
I fell and
up.
Had a horrible like whole thing down my leg and I didn't even realize it. And then I woke up the next morning and I'm like, oh, there's bruises all over my body.
If
like,
it's a good gangrene. Night, Liz is going to fall.
Yes, yes. And maybe break like a high heel, usually.
My mom has always said, you are never like fully done with your childhood if you're still scraping your knees. And I love that. Because I don't ever want to grow
forever,
up fully.
Baby.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
We've all got that kid in us somewhere.
My God.
But so yeah, the espresso martinis have been trending. I personally like love them. There's so much fun things you can do with them. If you just like the vodka and coffee kind of vibe, like that's great. I like a little bit of cayenne and orange bitters. Ooh, and yeah. I love some like rum in mine.
Or a little tequila.
Mm-hmm. A little tequila. Oh yeah. and then I feel like the Sazerac is making a comeback right Ooh, now, which yeah. that ties us back into absinthe again. It's a great cocktail from New Orleans.
I was going to say, isn't timeless. That like the official cocktail
yeah.
of New Orleans?
Yeah, for sure.
I know about cocktails.
There yeah. you go. There you go.
So it's absinthe and gin or what?
It's built like an old fashioned, but you've got absinthe in it as well. Some people will add cognac or rye.
Okay.
Normally I do rye in mine. It's good. It's good. Very boozy. Very good. And then as far as like... menu stuff for the lady, we change our menu seasonally, so we do 4 rotations a year. We're about probably halfway through our spring menu right now, and we'll have the summer one. I'm not gonna say a date because I never stick to the date.
No.
I feel like it just jinxes the menu change, but yeah, we'll have a summer menu coming out, and then we've nice. Got a new we got new rollouts every couple of months.
I'm excited about the winter menu mm-hmm. because you guys had this drink that I have not forgotten about and I always want it and it's not there anymore.
Which one was
it's
it?
Like this coconut martini. That's called like the snowball. Not martini. It's a margarita.
The Abominable
yeah,
Snowman.
That's the uh-huh. one. I'm yeah. obsessed with it. It was so good.
That one's really good. I'll make one for you anytime. I've got the ingredients for it. Yeah.
I love the old fashioned from them. The was it like campfire? Like it had like a marshmallow thing in it.
Oh yeah.
Marshmallow bitters, I think.
Probably. Recently? Yeah.
This was back in, it was like 2 years ago, maybe. The first time I came to
Oh,
Darren Lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
It's so.
Oh, what was that called?
I feel like it was campfire it? Old fashioned, but maybe I'm crazy.
You had one called Vote for
or
Pedro.
Or Smoky uh-huh. something. I don't know.
Vote for
My
Pedro.
Favorite is right now the Popeye 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one.
I like that one a lot too. It's a little, it's like boozy, super bright. I think it'd be a little intimidating for a lot of people, but once they try it, they're like, wait, no, this is good. It's like
I know.
Gin and salt.
Every time I order a savory cocktail, people around me are like, what? and almost offended. And then I order it and everyone tastes it. And then I'm like, bitches, y'all better order me yeah. another one because y'all didn't drink the whole drink.
Liz like, would be you would be a really good, like,
I have
cocktail.
An excellent palate.
She has a really
you
good
You guys can come and sit on our menu. Like, we do a tasting when we do it and we'll get some feedback from you guys. Yes, yeah.
Yes. She's really. Yes.
She has oh my God. I would love that.
A talent. This woman has a talent.
Yep. She always goes with whatever I order for her.
Yeah, I'm always like, Liz, great. You know what I like? You know my palate?
It's true. Always at Liberty Public House. pretty much all the bars you go to.
Everyone needs a friend like that, though. Because then she doesn't steer you wrong.
Yeah, and she knows me. Mm-hmm. You know me. I know her, too.
All right, what's one cocktail that you're like, damn, if I have to make another one of those, I'm going to rip my hair out?
That's so funny you asked me that, because I've had, I think, three people ask me that same question this week. Oh, wow. They're like, which of these on your menu or what cocktail in general do you hate making? And there really isn't one.
I would pick a mojito, I would say.
So maybe. I love making mojitos, but I love drinking them. So that's probably ties into that. It'd probably be a pina colada, because then we have to hand crush the ice.
Oh, wow.
And the only time those kinds of drinks get order is when I have a full bar and I'm like behind on tickets. And then someone's like, I would like you to like set your arm on fire and then do a flip and then pour the drink.
Give me three of those.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so do you try to avoid like flips and fizzes like with a lot of egg white?
No. So we do egg white cocktails. Right now, we've got one traditionally shaken egg white cocktail, and then we also have one that comes out from like a whipped cream canister.
Oh, okay.
It's like coconut milk, egg white, a little bit of sugar, stuff like that. Makes for a really good foam. Egg white doesn't take as long as I think people think it takes. You just have to be precise with getting the egg white in the drink. Yeah.
Liz and I went to a bar one time, and she ordered a cocktail. It was like a flip or something.
Well, it was a gin fizz.
The Ramos gin fizz. They have to shake it for like 2 minutes long.
But don't put it on your menu if you don't want it ordered. I'm sorry.
I was told
you're kind of busy, don't order it. And I was like, Mama's gonna need you to start shaking the next one, because it's my favorite drink on the menu.
Yeah, and then a lot of I saw like on TikTok and Instagram, a lot of bartenders were complaining about the espresso martinis and stuff. Mm. Which one? You decided to come to work. This is what these people want. It's on your menu. You have the stuff to serve it. Also, like the profit margin on an espresso martini is berserks.
How much is an espresso to make? I'm happy to sell them.
Yeah. Or just like batch your espresso in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
So what would you recommend on the menu right now if someone comes in and they're like, I don't really know that much about cocktails. I'm more of like a beer or wine person. Like, and you can give me a suggestion for both. Like if I'm a white wine drinker, what should I order? And then if I'm a Miller Lite girl, what would you suggest?
We have a pretty solid wine selection, and we've got 12 draft lines on all the time. A lot of them are local, but all like pretty small microbreweries around the US. If you're like a white wine girly, I would probably recommend either the Verdant Lady, or we have one right now called, Love is Blonde. No, it's Love Island.
That's the one I like. I had
that one was good. Tasted hers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is so easy to drink. I'm like,
it was good. Uh-huh. Went down quick.
Me and the bartenders all make the menu ourselves. And one of our bartenders, Morgan, shout out to Morgan for making the Love Island. Yay. It's so good. I don't normally like a vodka drink.
Sorry, that's what I served you here.
No, that's fine. But
so she made the recipe?
Yeah, for the Love Island. It's so good. It's rose infused vodka, lychee, one of them, Lillet rosé and lemon, and then sparkling coconut water.
Yep, I have this on here because I was about to shout it out.
It's so good. And I don't normally go for like, it's not overly sweet, but I don't normally go for like a sweeter vodka drink. They're always a crowd pleaser, but this is like so good. I love it. I'm really proud of that, or I'm proud of her for making that one. And then for, I don't really know about the Miller Lite drinkers, but if you're someone who's probably like an IPA drinker, I'd probably send them towards either the Popeye 2.0 or the Big Poppy, which is a mezcal drink.
Yeah. Ooh, so I'm really an IPA good. Drinker, so I'd probably like that.
He's a Big Poppy.
So the Big Poppy
That's hilarious because your name's Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, baby.
Not today, you're Big Baby.
You'll be Daddy. Big Poppy while I'm here. So the Big Poppy is mezcal, green chartreuse, creme de coco and orange bitters. It's like super flavorful, kind of has a punch like an IPA, but really smooth, just perfectly smoky.
I almost ordered that actually, but
if you like the Popeye, I think you'd like the Big Poppy. Okay. Yeah,
because I'm more of a yellow chartreuse fan than a green. Yeah, but I mean, if I can handle some absinthe, I guess I can handle a little green chartreuse. Yes.
And I really like the cocktails, the Vera Lady, because they're not too sweet. They're always, like, perfect. Like, even my mom, like, she doesn't like, she likes perfect cocktails. Right. Not, like, shitty.
I hope we impress her.
Every time we go there, she's like, I love this place. It's so beautiful. She loves French things. She loves good cocktails.
Yeah,
she
good. Loves it. Good.
I know. It really is the perfect partnership with Le Crepe.
Yeah.
So everyone listening, like, you can literally order anything off the Le Crepe menu and they just bring it over, right?
Yep. So we share, there's a hidden door in our bar goes straight to the Le Crepe kitchen. And so we serve everything off of their menu during their hours of operation. They've got a huge menu. They do breakfast all day. They've got a ton of savory crepes, which I didn't think was possible. But when I tell you, if you go and you want a savory crepe, order the lasagna crepe. Ooh. It is so good. And they've got like desserts galore. It's great.
I know. Yeah. Next time I want to get a savory one. Mm-hmm. But we had, what did we have the other night? We had
the
goat cheese balls. Oh my God. Those balls were some of the best balls I've had in my mouth.
With that guava sauce. It's good. That's
a
new addition.
Daddy's been out of commission. I had to go somewhere else.
Her ball fits.
She went to the lady.
That's right.
I flipped
lady
the script.
Lady balls.
That's the night I had to go to the hospital.
That's the night.
All right, let's not remind the people how much of an asshole I am. So any upcoming events or competitions, anything like?
So we will be doing Gray Street 7 again here on Monday, May 6th, and they will be there from 6 to 8. Again, they're here pretty much every Monday, but Monday, May 6th from 6 to 8. Right now, we don't have anything else lined up other than them coming every month. A lot of times throughout the year, we will do pop-ups at different restaurants or events. So if we ever do anything like that again, or the next time that we do it, that'll be on our
Instagram. I did not know you did that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Our last one was at Natalie's over in Southside.
Oh my God, Natalie's of Lebanon. Uh-huh. Because I'm really good friends with Michelle Jones from
awesome.
Positive Vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. They're fantastic out there. We did two pop-ups around Mardi Gras with them. That was really great. They put on a delicious, 50,000 course meal, and then I got to bartend. It was awesome.
Nice.
Only 50,000 courses.
Only 50,
I'm probably undershooting it, but there was a lot of food.
That's crazy.
That's a good place. We went there for a book club one time. It was so good.
Yeah, and they're just great people over there. Like really good crew. The kitchen staff, the wait staff, they're phenomenal.
Do they have the belly dancers again? This is totally a random question.
I don't know.
But
if they do, we should go.
I know. Yes. Yes.
We should apply.
We have experience.
We have taken belly dancing lessons.
Really?
Shout out to Maya's belly dance.
That's Maya's belly dancing.
Should we plug it now?
No, I have not.
He did not go to the classes. But
this would be a good spot to plug Maya's belly dancing. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out Maya's Belly Dancing, located at 10049 Midlothian Turnpike, Suite H. She offers an array of classes for all levels of experience, from beginner to advanced. You can find the class schedule at mayasbellydancing.com. And be sure to follow her on Instagram and Facebook as well at Maya's Belly Dancing.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Catherine. I want you to give us some input on what we're talking about next, because you already know some of these other people we're going to be talking about.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. So I guess, Daddy, you're not dropping it on us. Let's reiterate that.
Why are you not dropping it on us?
Tell the people your history.
It's because I've been sick for nearly 2 weeks. I had a fever lasting about 5 days, and I thought I was getting over it, but it just ended up getting worse.
So what happened?
I ended up going to the hospital. I was on oxygen for one night.
And what did they say you had?
You
don't want to share your medical history with the world?
Walking pneumonia, which is the
walk a flock, you know, of
just the pussy version of real pneumonia.
And it just kind of blew my mind, because I thought I was over it. And
he literally texted me. I was out. I was doing some R&D at the Verdant Lady last Tuesday, and he texted me and said, I think I'm going to go for a walk tomorrow. And then the next few minutes, he was like, I'm going to have to go to the ER.
The walking dead. Oh my God. The walking.
You had to stay the night at the ER?
I did, yeah.
I didn't realize that. Really.
I came back and picked him up at like 4 o'clock the next day.
They gave me antibiotics, and I responded very well to them. And,
like, immediately?
Yeah, and they pretty much discharged me immediately after that.
Yeah.
Then we got some Mickey D's.
Yeah.
The one right by the hospital?
Yeah, the one right there. Had a quarter pounder.
It was delicious.
It's the worst McDonald's in town, but it's the best because you get it right after you get out of the hospital.
I know, seriously. Literally, we've been there so many times, and then we get in the line, and they're like, sigh, we're closed. I'm like, I hate y'all.
Mm-hmm. I've been in line.
That should be a hot topic, actually. Yeah. Like, why does that McDonald's suck?
That and their ice cream machine.
I know. It never works.
It ain't never working.
Honestly, I feel like we probably shouldn't drink from that or eat from that anyway. It's probably like all moldy and stuff. Their
probably
ice cream
machine.
That's why it's broken. That's why. Yeah, I don't think it's broken. I just think they don't want to clean it again. Yeah. So they just like let it probably.
Also, that's probably how they think about their fryers and we're eating those fries. But
yeah,
hey.
I've heard horrible things about the ice cream machine.
Horrible. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about an upcoming event, if that's all right.
Yes, tell us.
So what are you doing next week on April 19th? If you're not doing anything, Wear RVA, who we had on the podcast it was almost a year ago, they're having their 5th annual fashion show next Friday on April 19th. And tickets are selling out fast. So you be sure to follow them on Wear RVA on Facebook and Instagram and check the link in their bio for a ticket. We will also link it up in the show notes. If you didn't know, Wear RVA is a fashion show in Richmond with a great cause. Wear RVA has been able to raise over $30,000 for scholarships for Richmond area high schooler girls.
Yay!
Wear RVA is proud to feature Richmond-based boutiques, designers, and businesses doing what they do best. They feature local high school girls as catwalk models. Our beloved Caitlin.
Yes, my goddaughter Caitlin, my namesake Caitlin Elizabeth.
She was a model last year.
Caitlin Jenner.
No, not her. No. I'm sure
that's spelled with a C, not a K. So,
like. But the cool thing is, there's no model call or modeling experience necessary. But they did have some actual real professional models last year. I sat next to the boyfriend of one of the girls.
She was gorgeous.
She was so beautiful, and he had a magazine. He's like, look, she's in magazines.
He was hyping her up. It was so cute.
Adorable.
And they were 19-year-old high school
so
sweethearts.
Cute. I hope they're still together.
What kind of magazines?
Fashion magazine.
Oh, wow.
High fashion. And then also Wear RVA raises money for the Women's Club Scholarship Fund. They empower the young women of our community to feel beautiful in their own skin. They build community by bringing together local businesses to work together for a greater cause. And they also support and promote female-owned businesses. Ladies, we are stronger together.
Don't
miss it, you guys. It's such a great event. It raises money. It's so much fun.
We'll be there.
We're going to be there.
We'll be on the front row, baby. Yeah. We're eating that. Look, if you get VIP tickets, y'all...
Oh, Fogo they take Chow, care of you.
Fogo de Chao is going to have some Wagyu beef there.
Wagyu beef? Say no more.
That's all
there's
fancy.
There's a bar.
Like,
there's a swag bag. There's like a step repeat. You can get a cute
and
kick at.
You guys, the swag bag is filled with like coupons to these great local boutiques and like
and actual spas. Like stuff. Like I think last year we had some like skincare stuff in there. And this year, they're going to have like a really cool snow globe that you can get inside of and get pictures taken.
We're doing that. We're doing that.
Yep, yep, yep. So that'll be fun.
So check the link.
Hails, yeah. We have some other events coming up we'd like you guys to know about. Bubbles and Blooms at Agecroft. That will be on, they've moved it. It was supposed to be this week. So attention. Listen to this. Go to their website and get more details. But it's been moved to 4:17. It starts at 5 p.m. Tickets are $15. They will have Garden Grove Brewery and Urban Winery, River City Woodfire Pizza. I know that's your fave, girl.
I'm coming now.
I know. D-Lights Desserts and more. You can have some food, see the vendors, and wander through the beautiful... all the flowers that they have there. Like, it's gorgeous there. It's gorgeous. What more do I have to say?
Gorgeous.
Also, upcoming on April 19th, I think this chick is pretty funny, so I say you guys go check her out.
Is it me?
Chelsea Handler will be in town at the Altria. Tickets start at $45, starts at 7 p.m., be there or be square.
No, go to Where RVA.
Well, yes, they are competing events. Sorry, I would pick Where RVA, honestly, over Chelsea. Sorry, Chelsea.
But then go to Chelsea if you can't do what Where RVA.
Yes. And then on 420, what? We have Brambly After Dark, where Full Moon Fever will be playing, which is a Tom Petty cover band, which is really fun. Like, we follow them all around town. We love them. They're amazing. Tickets, early bird, they're still available, $10. $15 the day of. Yeah, tickets.
Are you guys going?
I don't know. I'm going to be with you.
I'm buying my tickets literally right now.
Okay, well, let's all go, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you have someone you want to have a little sweet moment with, maybe you want to reserve some Adirondack chairs. Ooh. You can reserve two Adirondacks for $40.
Oh, Lord.
So you can make you and your lover holla for $40.
$40.
And then, of course, also on 420, let's not forget, there's going to be some road closures.
Smoke
Why?
It up.
Why? Well, maybe because of that, but also because it's the Monument Avenue 10K. You crop sport backers, what? If y'all haven't signed up, there's still time. You're going to pay a pretty penny if you wait until now.
Yeah, you are.
But I'll be there. I'll be running it in under an hour, bitches. I'll see you at the finish line.
I'll be there too, but probably not running.
Are you running?
I am.
All right, I'll see you there.
I'm in the last wave of, like, I'm the first wave after the people who've actually placed, but I'm hoping to place by doing this.
Check you out.
So, fuck yeah. Under an hour. I will do it, bitches.
Yeah, you will.
And then I'm going to chug a beer at the end.
As you should. I drunkenly agreed to that and then woke up the next day and my fiance was like, so I signed us up for the 10K. And I was like, motherfucker, you what?
You're like, never listen to me when I'm drunk.
I was like, I didn't mean
Have
it.
Have you not learned these
I don't
things?
Mean these things. And yeah, it's a week away from now. So
I did it last year. And last year I walked and this guy had a gun, like a squirt gun full of shit. Not a real gun, sorry. I should have worded that better. A squirt gun full of champagne. And he squirted me in the mouth with it, and then I threw up.
And then she had to take to her bed for a few hours. Yeah. We all like powered through. We went to River City Roll. We went to Sabai. Right. Like, we partied all day.
Yeah, because it's early.
Did you throw up during the race or after?
No, I went after the race. I got violently ill.
We went to Station 2, and then she was like, I gotta go.
I went home, and then I'm sorry, guys. I threw up a lot and went to bed for an hour and rallied. Went to River City Roll and partied
on
that.
That's how you do it.
As you should.
It was fun.
Like a pro.
Yep.
Like I pushed through. I never even butt. Anywho, I think it's time for restaurants of the week.
No, you didn't talk about Positive Vibe Foundation.
Shit. That's right. I was saving it for the end, but I'll do it now. Guess what? There's another event. It's a month out, so I'm giving y'all time, all right? You got to check this out because it's a really cool event. Early bird tickets are $125. What is it, do you ask?
What is it?
It is positively delicious. It is at the Faison Community Center.
Would you say it's the chef's kiss?
It is. It is. it is on May 18th. Early bird tickets are $125. It is at the Faison Community Center, as I've said, and it benefits the Positive Vibe Foundation, which provides pre-employment training, job skills, and community to young adults with disabilities. It's really cool.
That's
like,
awesome.
They've, you know, Natalie's daughter has gone through the program. She spoke last year of Natalie's of Lebanon. It's really cool. Positive Vibe Cafe used to be over there, and they took over. Now the headquarters is over in Scott's Addition for Positive Vibe Foundation. But, like, they're still trying to help the community, and this is their big fundraiser. It's really cool. It's tons of food and drink. I'm very excited because Andre Mack is coming back this year. He'll be doing the wine. So he's a winemaker and sommelier. I believe like the New York Times just named him like the number one person to like follow when it is regards to wine.
That's quite awesome.
So like it's really like quite a cachet for them to have him come back. He was actually the sommelier at the French Laundry in Napa and Per Se, which my number one goal in life is to eat at the French Laundry one day, as Matt knows. So
we're gonna be there.
So not at the French Laundry, but we'll be at Positive.
Liz and I will
delicious.
Be at Positive.
So I wanted to say it is extremely hard to become a sommelier. It's like you have to go through training and the wine tasting. I know it's such a burden, but
and this guy is basically the number one rated sommelier in the country right now. Other places that'll be there, like I mentioned, Natalie's Taste of Lebanon, Shindig's, Wishbone Food Shop, Stanley's, which, God, I've been wanting to try, so I'm excited for that. There's going to be an oyster bar. Beth Dixon will be mixing some cocktails. They got some brews there. Like, it's just going to be great. There's a silent auction, and they're having actually, like, more raffles they're doing a game this year. So for $25, you have more chances to win $125 gift cards to all these different places that are help sponsoring the event. So like if people haven't bought tickets, you should jump on. You get all that stuff without like paying more, like going to the bar and paying more or anything. If you get your early bird ticket, $125, which that's a lot of stuff to include, and it's unlimited.
So. Oysters unlimited.
Unlimited.
I'm coming now.
Go do it.
Sign me up.
I know. So yeah, what do we got next? Our restaurants of the week.
So yours, I'm going girl? For what we just interviewed. I'm doing Lake Crips and the Verdant Lady off of Gayton Crossing Shopping Center for a cocktail. I've already said it, but they no longer have it. But it will probably come back. The Snowball Coconut Margarita.
She's like, no, it's not going to make that.
She said she would make it for me.
I'll make it for her.
I'm special. But I recommend now, if you go there now, I recommend getting there at happy hour before 7 p.m. every single day. You can get $5 rails and wine, $2 off of beer. And my new favorite cocktail is the Love Island, which we just talked about. I'll say it again. Rose-infused vodka, lily, rosé, lychee.
Yeah, we've already been through this.
I was like, what?
Lemon,
nobody knows.
Lemon and sparkling coconut water. And they switch out their cocktails seasonally, so get there soon if you want that. For an appetizer, I recommend again their goat cheese fried balls. Oh yeah. My God, they're so good. I love those
Shwitty balls.
I love those
they
balls.
They burst in your mouth.
They're creamy.
Precisely the right moment.
They're creamy. They're amazing. Then they do burst in your mouth at precisely the right moment. For an entree, I recommend their curry lamb crepe. One time this complete stranger at the bar let me take a bite of it.
What? Were you at the Verdant Lady? I think I was there when that happened.
Yeah. That guy let me take a bite of his lamb crepe.
Of his curry?
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
You said that looks really good.
Was it Naveen?
No.
Shout out to Naveen.
He let me try his goat balls. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Mom.
Was he a nice gentleman?
He was. He was very nice. And so the lamb crepe comes with curry sauce and spring mix. It's topped with a mango pineapple chutney.
Yum.
And that's my restaurant of the week. Ooh. Oh, and so like I said, it's like crepe, but you can order it at the Verdant Lady. There's a cool speakeasy door, and they deliver it right to you. So go.
No fuss, no muss. My restaurant of the week, since you stole mine, is Uliveto, which is owned by the same people that own Gersey in the Fan. Uliveto is at 325 North Robinson. Just went there this past weekend for brunch, and mwah, oh my God, just as good as Gersey. I've got to go back for dinner, but seriously, people, go check it out. We went for brunch, so I'm going to suggest some brunch items. I suggest the Paloma with silver tequila. This is a little twist. They actually do it with orange and lime instead of grapefruit, which I thought was nice because they use actually fresh squeezed orange. So to me, as long as it's fresh squeezed juice, I don't care what you're mixing with.
Yeah, for sure.
If you don't want that, though, I would recommend the Agua de Valencia. It has vodka, dry gin, sparkling wine, and fresh OJ. Basically, it's an extra boozy mimosa / manmosa. Because they threw some gin up in there, too, you know. And you can get those by the pitcher. $45 for a pitcher of that, which I don't think is that bad with three alcohols, people. And a fresh squeezed juice.
Wow.
That's a lot of bang for your buck. Then I would recommend progressing to... The cool thing about brunch is... You can order from their regular menu, the brunch menu, the cocktail menu, and their special menu. It's honestly like menus galore. It was like almost too much to choose from. But so I love anchovies. And if you haven't had them, I'm sorry, but you should just get over it and try them. Because... That's what I did.
And the thing is, you were not always a fan of anchovies. It wasn't until we went to Spain.
Yeah, this past year, and Matt forced me to try them, and oh my God.
And it was one of the best moments of your life.
Obsessed. Mind blown. Yes. So, for your appetizer, you should to soak up some of that gin and vodka. Get some anchovies and citrus. So, it's white anchovies marinated, fresh orange zest. Oh my God, the orange zest on top was so good. Olive oil, black pepper, and grilled bread. Ugh, yummy. And then I recommend the egg Siciliana. It's baked eggs with tomato sauce, eggplant, and mozzarella. Mwah! The chef's kiss. And then you go home and you take a nice nap until the next day when it's time to go to work. And that's all I got for that. How about our band of the week?
Who Anyone? Is it?
She's gone country. Look at right them boots. She's gone country. Down to her roots. She's gone country. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Seriously, like maybe my favorite new band. We saw them at River City Roll. Was it 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, it was
so good. My God. They are so good.
They play a lot of old school country like that. They play like Tracy Lawrence.
Alan Jackson.
George Strait.
So their tagline on their website actually right now, it says, "We're the line dancing. And honky-tonk sounds of Brooks and Dunn meets the smooth, timeless melodies of Alan Jackson. They bring in a little bit of Nashville up to RBA."
God, they did.
We got Trace Nixon on lead vocals and guitar, John Holden on lead guitar and vocals, Chip Hale on bass guitar and vocals, Corey Marshall on drums, Diane Hossinger on fiddle. Hell yeah, she can play that fiddle. And Adam Kohout on piano and organ. It seemed like they had even more people on stage, though. Like, I feel like they invite a lot of people, and damn, they were good.
I was dancing, like, the whole night.
We were the whole time. I honestly burned off all that food I ate and drank while I was there. So you guys can catch them again coming up. They are playing some gigs in Charlottesville. Check out their page. If you just type in Gone Country, you'll find them on Instagram and Facebook. River City Roll, though, they'll be back at their anniversary party, which I think will be awesome.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We actually won't. We'll be at a wedding, but okay.
Damn it.
That's on April 27th at 5 p.m. And then the next time they'll be in the RVA will be on May 16th at Ember Music Hall, 8 o'clock.
That's a weird place to play for them.
Well, you can go ahead and buy tickets now. They're available. So be there or be square.
Or square dance.
That's right. We got some shout outs.
I'm going to shout out our guests. Shout out to the Verdant Lady. Shout out to Le Crips. Shout out to Where RVA. Buy your ticket. It's next week on April 19th, people.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to She's Gone Country.
Hells yeah.
Well, Gone Country.
Uliveto. Positively Delicious. Positive Vibe Foundation. River City Roll, like we said. I think Big Daddy, you got anything?
Yeah, shout out to O.J. Simpson. He's driving the white Bronco.
Oh,
in
my
sky.
God, that could have been our hot topic, actually. Shall we just talk about that real quick?
No.
Wow, if you will read the comments on any news outlet, I'm just like that meme of Michael Jackson with the popcorn, because Jesus.
Oh, we'll yeah. So I saw some tweets. One was actually from Caitlyn Jenner, and she was like...
She's the first of the clan, like the Kardashian-Jenner clan, to comment.
Did he die?
Yeah, he died today.
Oh.
Yeah.
He died.
So Caitlyn Jenner was like, good riddance,
I saw
basically.
That. I was like,
yeah, she said, I have a two-word like comment. Good riddance. Jesus. And then I saw a lot of people saying, like, well, God will be judging him now, blah, blah, blah.
He's in hell.
There were a lot of those comments as well.
So I always found it funny. The latest book, it was called If I Did It, and they made the word if so small, so it looks like I did it.
And then he literally is like, if I did it, I would have done this.
He's a smart cookie.
He was.
I think his lawyer was.
Yeah,
I think his lawyer was smart.
He was a genius.
He had a lot. But
who
anyway,
was it, Johnny Cochran?
Shout out to the...
Well, yeah, Johnny Cochran, Robert Kardashian. What's his name? The other guy.
Oh, that...
Shout out to the VCU Hospital for taking care of our big daddy.
Yeah, shout out to all the doctors and nurses, really.
Shout out to Mickey D's down there for keeping it real.
That was a lifesaver.
Thanks for making that drive-through really confusing and me getting pissed late at night when people try to swoop in from that other side. Asshole.
Oh, shout out to Vidler's and Auto Shop, and shout out to Sam's Tire for fixing
for keeping
my
our
car.
Girl
Sam's
rolling.
Tire. Where is that?
It's located somewhere in Richmond, I think, off of Broad Street. I don't know, but I'll tag them. They fixed me up. If you're in a pickle and you need cheap tires, and they're good tires, they make sure that... I mean, I checked. My dad taught me how to inspect a tire. They're good tires.
It's
good
a
people
mighty
there.
Fine tire.
They're good people.
Catherine, do you have anyone you'd like to shout out? I mean, we've shouted out your business, but can you give us like your Instagram handle?
Yeah, so our Instagram handle is at the Verdant Lady, same as on Facebook. You guys can give us a follow. We post all of our new cocktail changes on there. We post all of our upcoming events or any like partnerships or showcasings that we'll do. And other than that, that's all I got, I think. Thanks for having me. And again, like, just major shout out to Le Crepe next door to us.
Yes.
Sure. We straight up could not exist without them. They've been so supportive, and they've been really good hosts to us. So thanks.
Cool. Yay! We love you.
What's yeah, we had so much fun.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks
we'll
for
definitely
having
have
me.
You back.
Bye, everybody. Yeah, thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
All right.
Next
bye,
time.
Guys.